By day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
All right, hour number two, Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program today. We did have a texter that triggered me, and it wasn't his fault. He was just asking for an underdog play for the Reds today. They still haven't started, so you can still get in with that. If I did have to make a play today, it would probably be Spencer Steer higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Spencer's been really good. 2-for-2 against Ashcraft, the pitcher for Pittsburgh. He's been pretty clutch. So RBI single, definitely in the realm today. We're doing it. We're back on the horse, Ben.
That name still catches me off guard every time.
Spencer Steer.
Every time. Gets me every time.
I can't.
Ashcraft, he says.
Oh, man, I did. I said it. I read it right on the screen. I said it. Also, Seattle, Arizona tonight. That's going to be a big. That's going to be a big underdog game as well. Lots of leans on that one. So I haven't convicted. Haven't been convicted of anything. When you get that conviction, though, here's what you do: you download the Underdog app and you sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5 game. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/blanket_terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Let me ask this. Before we get all the way into our contest games, can we go back just general overview of last week? Ben, you went 6-4 in a contest. Do you feel good about your process? Like, is there anything that you would change or correct, or do you just feel like you were caught, you know, you just got in a bad spot a couple times? Like, are you – I was looking at your picks, and I was like, you know what? He's going to be excited about a 6-4. Do you feel good about how you got there?
I don't regret – I missed Utah SMU. I don't regret Utah. I don't regret that pick. The one that I do regret is NC State. NC State and Duke. And I just battled myself on that. I went against everything I have said about those two teams. And, like, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I look back and go, why? Why would I do that? What is wrong with me? Also, in fact, Missouri-South Carolina to me felt like it was a 2-touchdown-plus win to the point that I actually screwed that up on everybody's picks. And I listed. So, you know, hindsight there, that's a lot of points. We played that at Missouri 13.5. That's a lot of points.
I told you, so, my whole rationale there was, at the time when our picks were due, it was like 10.5. And so I was like, I'm just getting a field goal value. But realistically, down to down, Missouri smashed South Carolina, and you probably were right in terms of the flow of the game. Just the scoreboard reflected that my side won. I was thinking about this, like, did I do anything wrong this week? Or last week? I went 5-5. And I didn't really have any, like, I think South Carolina was probably a fortunate win, just because of the down-to-down dominance that Missouri exacted on the game to some degree. The Auburn-Oklahoma cover was just, like, just throw it away or punt the ball or take a normal sack or whatever. Taking a safety there at the end to make it a 7-point game, it was just, oh my gosh, it was awful. It was absolutely awful. So I feel like that was a bad beat. I feel like Auburn was a bad beat. The one team that I backed that I didn't believe in, I just thought that it would be a track meet, was SMU. I didn't believe in SMU in the SMU-TCU game. And I still thought we could get that home. I really did. I thought they'd score 30-plus. So I hit the over. So I missed the over-under in the dock. And then I missed in the contest. I shouldn't have backed SMU. I didn't believe in them. I was taking points there, but I didn't really believe in them. Everything else, I feel like I did pretty well and ended up 5-5. It was a weird week. It was definitely a weird week. Nice bounce back for the afternoon crew, by the way, who, much like the Guardians catching the Tigers, is now in front. We beat the morning crew by 8 games last week.
Yeah, we should mention that Team Road Rage both went 7-3, as did Sam. So we had a 3-way tie for the win.
We can clap for them. They're on our team. We can do a little round of applause there. Standing O.
We probably can.
Good job, Robert. 14-6? That's unbelievable. Our OO Bank picks last week, we talked about. This was an Icarus situation, okay? If you're familiar with Greek mythology, this was an Icarus situation, flying too close to the sun. That wax was going to melt. Your boy went a gentleman's 2-8 last week. So we're back to 21-19. You went 5-5, so you buoyed us last week. Still 6 games over 23-17. Yeah, I mean, you know what though? You're in the money, man. If you're tailing Ben's picks all year, you're in the plus.
3 weeks in a row.
3 weeks in a row. Look, it's consistency. That's what we want. Ben also, I love this so much. Ben points out the games that were decided by half a point. He had 4 games in the dock that were decided by half a point, and he went 1-3 in those games. So it easily could have been worse. Or it easily could have been better, I mean, than that.
I think there was a fifth that – I'm thinking there was a fifth that I won. Maybe it was 1-3. Yeah, Syracuse-Clemson over 55.5. Missed that by a half.
By half.
South Carolina, Missouri over 48.5. Missed that by half. I did have 2 outright winners.
You did. You threw in with Tulsa right there.
Maryland and Tulsa.
Those are good. Those are really good picks. I like those.
Boise State, Air Force. Missed that by half. Purdue and Notre Dame. Missed that by half. So,
I did not have any such luck. I got blasted a couple times in here. I made 2 really bad selections. Texas Tech Utah under was an easy cash, and Duke minus 2.5 was an easy cash. Let me tell you what should have been easy cashes but weren't. SMU TCU over should have cashed. They were sitting at 35-24 forever and could not score another touchdown. Miami, Ohio, UNLV. UNLV kicks a field goal at the end to win by 3. That was 2.5. Purdue plus 25.5. We both missed that one by a half. Purdue loses by 26. How do you lose by 26 on the dot? How do they know? Northern Illinois at Mississippi State. That was 21 until Mississippi State scored late to make it 28. I feel like I was probably in a good zone there. And then Baylor, Arizona State. That one could have gone. I probably shouldn't even given that one out. Just a little bit of a rough week on the on the pick side. A little bit of a rough week for us. We'll bounce back. We'll get it done. In our contest this week, the Friday game, which we'll talk about this game a little more tomorrow too. Florida State, Virginia. Florida State laying 6.5 on a Friday night at Virginia. I have a couple of numbers on this one. Really, I have one main number, which is the home team in this series. They don't play all the time. In fact, they play sporadically. The home team has won 4 in a row. And Florida State has struggled relative to other places they've played in the ACC. Since they came in the league, they have struggled in Charlottesville. What is our spread there on Virginia-Florida State, Ben? What's the split?
It is Florida State 9-3.
Ooh.
Ramona, Kwok, and Mickey took Virginia.
I really am... I'm not all the way in, but I'm leaning to we are Not that I want to be clear, like I was yesterday. Not that the Alabama win is not a great win for Florida State, but I am afraid we are extrapolating too much from that game to apply to other games. Virginia also has played some tight games. Well, they played a tight game against NC State, and they have blasted some teams. Like I feel like we have put Florida State in a stratosphere, way different stratosphere than Virginia, when I'm not sure there is nearly as much separation as it would seem with an 8 next to Florida State and no number next to Virginia. Because Virginia, you look just down to down, like SP Plus and Sagarin and all those, like they pasted Coastal. Like they have punished a couple of the weaker teams in a way that I think is flying under the radar a little bit.
I mean, I do think Virginia is vastly improved, but in comparing the two, one has a win against Alabama, the other has a loss to NC State.
That's right.
I mean, that is the difference. You got two quarterbacks both completing 71% of their passes in this game, Castellanos and Chandler Morris. You've got an elite rushing attack by Florida State and Virginia. I mean, both run the ball. Taylor for Virginia, he's averaging 6.2 yards per carry on the ground. The difference for me in this game is Virginia's defense is prone to give up a big play, and Florida State is great at hitting the big play.
Yep.
You only need one of those to hit for Florida State to win this game and cover. So that you know, like we said yesterday, a lot of folks around here will be pulling hard for Florida State, or for Virginia, rather. And that'd be fine with me if I miss this. I just don't think that I just don't think that we will.
What is the total on this game?
I feel pretty strongly that Florida State's going to win and cover here.
The total's 59.5. This is a game, and like the loser's going to have 30 points, right?
I looked at this one, yes.
Like, that's a hard – I might need to take that because it started at 51.5 and got bet way up.
Texter asked if Chandler Morris is Chad Morris's son. Yes, he is. I remember him throwing the football – I threw the football with him when he was, like, 6 years old here before games.
He's the new Brent Stockstill.
Yeah.
The little squirt kid that was running around like crazy.
Football with his son too.
That's right. I'm gonna go ahead and throw that in there. Over 59.5, $25. That's a pick. Yeah, I need to do that before it gets bet up too high. I think the loser of this game is going to be in the 30s. Not that I don't trust Florida State, but like, have you seen Virginia? You were talking about the yards per carry. You know, they have four backs that have carried the ball 22 times or more. It's just a versatile offense. A lot of people touching the ball. And honestly, Ben, I have been very critical of Tony Elliott's hiring and staffing on the offensive side, and I have been very complimentary of the hiring and staffing on the defensive side, and I feel way better about Virginia's offense in this game than I do about Virginia's defense. And that is kind of a wild place to be because that does not jive with the way that I felt this program was trending. But I give him credit for some of the portal additions that he made and some of the adjustments that they made schematically on the offensive side to take advantage of Morris's skill set. And I don't know why the defense hasn't been better. I thought they would be a little more disciplined. I thought they would be a little less prone to big plays, make you earn it. With the military academy background of all the assistants there when he put that staff together, I just thought you'd have to earn it against his defense a little more. So I do expect a lot of points in this game. USC Illinois. This is a dumb game. This game, I want no part of this. USC's laying 6.5. I don't even know why I ended up with USC, Ben. I don't. Well, you know why? Because I ended up with Illinois and I hated that too, and I switched it back. What's our split on USC Illinois as a station?
We are Southern Cal 8-4.
8-4?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And you're on the winning side there.
Do you know my hesitation with USC? Do you have any hesitations with USC in this game?
No. I actually, I do not. I think I don't think Illinois can run the ball at all. Southern Cal's gonna continue to make them one dimensional. Anthony Lucas is gonna have like four tackles for loss in this game. You know, Luke Altmyer, I think he's a really good quarterback that's trying to do too much right now. And Southern Cal's averaging 52.5 points per game at the moment. The only thing that makes me hesitate here is just locale and Southern Cal coming to Illinois to play a football game.
Ben, how are you in the mornings?
You know, I'm pretty good in the mornings, actually.
Okay.
I'm better than I used to be.
You know, I'm not a morning person.
Working out in the morning, I hate it.
Okay.
Yeah. I need all day to kind of get the motor running.
Crank that bus at 6 a.m. local, 5:30 local,
mm-hmm.
9 a.m. local kickoff. This is a body clock game. And before you go, well, quack, what time the game's played, I mean, they're caught, whatever. USC since 2013 is 0-13 and 1-12 against the spread in Eastern or Central time. 0-13. They haven't won a single game in the Eastern or Central time zones since 2013.
Well, in L.A., they don't go to bed till like 3 a.m., so.
That's 2 hours before their wake-up call.
Middle of the night.
I mean, Ben, I'm concerned. It's like I have major concerns with both these teams because I don't think USC has been particularly tested. I do think Illinois will test them unless Illinois is not recovered from getting body slammed collectively by Indiana last week. My issue with Illinois is they lost their entire secondary either before or during the game against Indiana, and it showed. They gave up big plays like crazy. And if their secondary is not whole, which I don't know that it is, USC is going to have a field day because – Fernando Mendoza went 21 of 23 against Illinois. And, like, they weren't even trying that hard, I didn't think. Now, I mean, they're trying hard enough, but Lincoln Riley's going to try hard. He's going to try to hit some big plays. So that's why I went with Southern Cal. I think the body clock thing is real, but I think the hangover from the Indiana loss, from the standpoint that a physically tough program that prides itself on physical toughness got punked and they have to get off the mat with their entire secondary out is just too much. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have much more to say on these games and matchups after this.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Some sandwiches are good. This one, it hits different. Meet the Roast Beef and Cheddar, stacked with savory roast beef, crispy onions, and sharp cheddar cheese, all stacked up with bold horseradish sauce. And now, it's toasted. That means hot, melty goodness in every bite. Roast Beef and Cheddar. Bigger, bolder, toastier. Only at Jimmy John's.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPM Farms, butcheryandmarket.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hymns has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hymns.com/joy. That's hymns.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
What's that for the touchdown?
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
All right, hour number two continues. Out of Bounds. William Quagmire's Ben Milstead. You know, we were talking a little bit about Clemson women's soccer during the break. Do you know the weekend that the non-football sports are having in Clemson this weekend? Starts tonight, Ben.
Clemson, Virginia?
Clemson, Virginia, women's soccer. Virginia, number one in the country, okay? So that is coming up tonight. I'll be on the call with that.
I hear they're pretty good. Just... spoiler alert.
Pretty good. Two really good teams. Clemson has not won in their last four matches, but they are 0-1-3. Very good at draws. 3-2-5 as a unit. Young team. Really young team. I'm excited to be on the call tonight with Kevin Kennedy. Tomorrow, Clemson volleyball puts their undefeated record, one of eight unbeaten teams in the nation, puts their unbeaten record on the line against Florida State in the ACC. Should be a good battle. Florida State's pretty good volleyball program there. Two Tiger pregame show interns on the court of that one. Jervy should be rocking there. At the same time, Clemson men's soccer on the road against number one Wake Forest. That game is on ESPNU tomorrow night. So you have number one in women's soccer coming to Riggs tonight. You're going to number one in men's soccer tomorrow. And then Sunday, the Clemson women's soccer team takes on number two. Who is it? Notre Dame. Number two, Notre Dame. So you're facing three top two teams in the country in men's and women's soccer combined this weekend.
And volleyball faces Miami Sunday, that's ranked.
That's right. Nationally ranked Miami on Sunday. Yeah. So
did you say that?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not. You threw that in. Yeah, I actually forgot. It's one-game season, Ben, with Florida State. We're on a one-game season right now. Can't look ahead.
Football mentality right there.
Can't look ahead. Let's go to Otis, who's up with us next. What's up, Otis?
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. I got a couple of jokes for you this afternoon.
All right.
Just to let you know, Don Staley is taking over the football program at Carolina, and Beamer is going to Virginia Tech.
Oh, boy. So they're going to let Staley coach football and Beamer's going to Virginia Tech. Is that so?
Yeah, she gonna get paid real good down there coaching both sports.
You know, if there's one, I think she could coach anything. I think she could coach. Okay. I mean, I think she's very gifted as a basketball coach, and I know a lot of people don't like her, but I think she could do it. I think she's amazing.
And the last thing I'm going to take it off air, well, two things. My Tigers, it ain't over yet, but we got to see what happens. I think we need to make a quarterback change. I think that's going to come. And the last thing, Friday night, it's the Lions and the Bubba Cats. Who's going to win that one? I'm pulling for the Lions, and I'll take it off the air.
Thanks very much, Otis. Appreciate the phone call. You know, there's a little juice in a rivalry this year because Seneca is 5-0 right now. Now, I think their schedule has been a little soft, but they have been absolutely destroying teams. I mean, they've been murdering teams. Travelers Rest last week, they won at Powdersville by 21 in the opener. They beat Travelers Rest by like 30 last week, and that was their second smallest margin of the year. So Seneca is quite good. Daniel, also quite good. Last week, a come-from-behind win at Clinton, where I thought they were dead in the water, honestly. I thought they were dead in the water. They came from behind, big second half. They won at Clinton. They're now 3-1 and taking on Seneca at home. That will be a good game. I think it'll be very good. I expect Daniel to win. I think they got a few more athletes. But Seneca, this will be the best rivalry game between Daniel and Seneca in some years, I think. Get excited for that. Let's get back to the picks, Ben. There's a couple of these that make me USC Illinois just make I don't want any part of this game. I want to learn. I just want to watch the game and learn. You know,
there's some of these I don't want any part of. I mean, like if we were talking about real money, I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. That USC Illinois is just not one of them.
You're that confident about USC? I hope you're right because we're on the same side. I hope you're right. Louisville Pittsburgh. Oh, this is yummy right here. This is a good one, Ben.
What do you think the split is?
I think the split is 8-4 Louisville.
It is 7-5 Louisville. So you're close.
Okay. Because it's only 3.5 is what we're playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go on this one? You're a big Pitt guy.
Faxon, you and me, Walton Ramona, all took Pitt.
Oh, boy. Two things on this. Go ahead. Tell me. You're a big Pitt guy, so I figured you would be on the Pitt side here.
There's a lot of points for and against both of these teams. When it's all said and done, Eli Holstein's a better quarterback than Miller Moss. And he's at home. I mean, it might just be that simple. Louisville's 0-3 at Pitt. They have not covered a spread all year long. Now, they're balanced offensively. and they can start. Isaac Brown certainly can run the ball. That makes me nervous, but Desmond Reed struggled running the ball for Pitt because Pitt's not running it very well. So if Louisville can make them one dimensional, that which is maybe likely, that does make me nervous. But Pitt is very good against the run, and so if you can neutralize the run game for both teams, I'm going to take Eli Holstein over Miller Moss every day of the week. Every day of the week.
I think there are two things in Pittsburgh's favor in this game. Oddly enough, one I think is line of scrimmage, because I do think Pitt has done a good job at really settling themselves in by stopping a run. Like they just don't give up a lot of rushing yards, to your point. It's hard to ignore that. The second thing for Pittsburgh is they are coming off of a disastrous collapse in the backyard brawl.
Yeah.
And an open date. They are more rested and a healthier football team than Louisville. And I also think this is one of those things where Louisville, I mean, you could say that James Madison was a test, perhaps. But I would argue that West Virginia was a greater test than James Madison. Just physically, I think it's a greater test. Pittsburgh is a more tested team playing at home in this game.
Here's the final thing, too. The hook is important in a lot of these games. The 0.5, we're at 3.5. I think this has field goal written all over it. And regardless of who wins by a field goal, we win.
That's right.
If you take Pitt, if you believe it's a field goal game, and I do, then no matter who kicks the field goal, you win if you take Pitt.
Home teams won 5 in a row in this series. I think 3 outright upsets, if I remember right. I may be confusing it with another game, but that's a big one. This is a big one for the ACC. Like, I'm taking Pittsburgh, but this is a risk because I have Louisville playing in the ACC championship game. And so if I believe that to be true, then Louisville has to run the table from here on out to get there. And I don't know. Like, I've been fine with Louisville, but they just haven't, kind of to your point, they haven't overly impressed me so far. And maybe they will starting now, but they haven't overly impressed me so far. Next game is Ohio State, Washington. Once again, a game I want no part of in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. I told you my rationale for this game. I took Ohio State. We're playing at -9.5. Right now in the wild, it's like 7.5, that number. I told you I felt like both these sides were wrong, and I'd rather be wrong with Ohio State. So I took Ohio State and laid the points. I think our spread in this one is like 9-3 Ohio State.
It is 7-5 Ohio State.
Okay. All right.
This is one of those. On Monday, I penciled in Ohio State. And then I started digging through it. And I'm like, there's no way. I switched that to Washington. And I actually feel good about this. Now, Ohio State may win this game and likely will. 9.5 is way too many points. I strongly, strongly believe 9.5 is way too many points because I think this is a game played in the 20s. And if it is, then, I mean, if this is a game I thought was played in the 30s or 40s, then that's not a big deal. But lower scoring or, you know, medium scoring, Julian Sain going on the road to a place that will certainly be windy, likely to be rainy. I like Washington here. To me, this is like a 4-point type of game.
Okay.
Washington's defense has not been great, and that certainly is a concern. But man, these are two. Pretty good offenses, and Damon Williams Jr., the quarterback at Washington. Man, he's been spectacular, but he plays at Washington, and nobody knows it.
Great player.
220 yards on the ground, 778 in the air, no turnovers, and Jonah Coleman, the running back, is a dual threat as well. He has 10 touchdowns so far. 10, 9 on the ground, 1 in the air. So think about, you have a backfield. Now, Ohio State, they basically don't give up any yards on the ground. I mean, they're giving up 5.3 points per game. That's Jeez. Insane.
That's ridiculous.
But you have two guys in the backfield that are dual threat. I mean, you know how hard it is to stop one. You got two in the backfield that are dual threat. I might even have this one in our doc because I like this a lot.
I am heavily invested in the Huskies.
Oh, I do have this in the
doc. You have it?
Yeah, yeah.
Take the 9.5. Come on, cue Reggie on that. That's a big swing with the Huskies.
That's a pick. Oh, that's a pick.
Pick up, knock down it.
I'm highly invested in Washington. I have an underdog play that's open, a season-long play. That includes Jonah Coleman higher than 874.5 rushing yards. And Denzel Boston higher than 799.5 receiving yards. And as it stands right now, if recent trends continue, Boston is going over 1,000. And I believe Coleman is going over 1,000 if things hold. Yeah, Coleman's going over 1,000. He's averaging 115 yards. So I'm going to crush that. The other side of that is Fernando Mendoza, and I feel good about that one too. I just think Ohio State is way better. They've given up low 20s to Washington State and Colorado State. So I'm a little nervous about the defense in this. I know Sayan's going to struggle, but I'm a little nervous about the defense at Washington.
The Ohio State pass rush, they're going to get in the backfield. I mean, they will. But again, when you got a quarterback that can scramble, and you got a couple guys back there that are multidimensional, they're going to get to him some. I'll take my chances with that.
I am going to go on record and
9.5 points, Quark.
I know. I told you. I think I feel bad about both these sides. Real quick, before we go to break, we'll get to Brian Edwards on this. I think the best quarterback, running back, wide receiver trio in the game belongs to Washington. And I think it's the only game that Ohio State will play all year that I would say that.
Interesting.
Stay with us. Hour two continues next.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Dreaming of building your dream home on your own land without the hassle of having to draw plans from scratch? Introducing Homesites by Hunter Quinn Homes. From cozy and quaint to spacious and grand, our award-winning floor plans are the perfect starting point for your dream home, allowing you to customize our plans to fit your needs. Our dedicated local team will make the building process a breeze. Don't settle for a one-size-fits-all home. Search Hunter Quinn Homesites online to explore our plans and build a home on your land that's truly yours.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina.
Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, we continue on with hour two of the program. Thanks for joining us here on Out of Bounds today. William Quagamus, Ben Milstead, and in this segment, we have winners for the college football slate and the NFL slate with our friend Brian Edwards, senior handicapper, VegasInsider.com. He is at MajorWager.com as well, and he is at VegasBEdwards on Twitter. He joins us each and every Thursday at this time. What's up, Brian? How we feeling, man?
Oh, other than us both being 1-3 and 5-point underdogs to open date, I feel great.
Oh, buddy. Are we at hot board time now? Does everybody,
oh,
is everybody just assuming?
You, I know we are, but this guy over here has been on hot board time. In fact, I have my top 10, my pinned post on the Twitter.
Oh, let's go. I can't, I'm gonna be looking at that after this. I can't wait to see it. Let's go to the picks, shall we? Some teams who are playing this week: South Carolina, Kentucky. It is in our contest. South Carolina laying 5.5. You like the Gamecocks?
I do. So, well, first, I mean, the main thing on this handicap to me is we've got a young quarterback in Cutter Bowley, who he does have two career starts to his credit. But this is his first career road start, and it's at night in, you know, one of the tougher environments in the country where, you know, they haven't given up on the season yet, but it's desperation mode for South Carolina. But I only make the given up statement just in terms of the crowd will be in it like they normally are. And although, you know, Kentucky has had 2 weeks to prepare, I like South Carolina here. And I thought they played a lot better last week, especially offensively. You know, Sellers, 302 passing yards, two touchdowns, no picks, and a couple of young receivers emerging. Vantravius Jacobs, seven catches, 128 yards, and one touchdown. The true freshman, Brian Rowe, with three catches, 50 yards, and one touchdown. South Carolina's won three in a row in this rivalry, both straight up and against the spread, and I think they win by at least a touchdown.
All right, very good. Let's stay in the SEC. LSU, Ole Miss. I love this call, this number. I just think it needs to be about 15 points higher, Brian. You like the over in this matchup?
I do. I like Ole Miss as well, but let's start with the over. So since Kiffin got there, they've met five times in this rivalry, and the totals were 75.5 and 75.5 again, 66.5. 66.5 again, and 64. So now it's moved up, I think, to 55, 55.5. Let's see. Well, there's still a 54.5 at FanDuel, but I mean, I like it all the way to 56. So, I mean, we're talking about like 9 points higher than we've ever had an Ole Miss LSU total, at least since Kiffin's got there. The over's 3-1 for the Rebels, and the under's 3-1 for LSU, but Clemson and Florida aren't scoring a whole lot of touchdowns lately. So I'm still not necessarily sold on LSU's defense. In fact, Florida moved the ball up and down the field that game. DJ Lagway just threw five picks. So, I mean that's credit to LSU. But I like the over here, and I like Ole Miss. And, you know, I'm still high on Austin Simmons, but, I mean, I tweeted this second half of the Arkansas-Ole Miss game. We got a new QB1 in Oxford, in my opinion, you know, regardless of Simmons' ankle. He's got two QBs he can win with now because Trinidad Chambliss has been outstanding. 719 passing yards, four touchdowns without a pick, 195 rushing yards, two touchdowns, 5.4 yards per carry average. So I'm on the over and Ole Miss.
He is Brian Edwards, folks. Check him out. At Vegas Beavers on Twitter. He is at MajorWager.com and Senior Handicapper at VegasInsider.com as well. Let's take a look at Arkansas-Notre Dame. You've got a play on a team total and then a player prop for us.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Arkansas's team total over 29.5. In their four games, they've scored 52, 56, 35, and 31. But they had, 28 at halftime last week. They should have scored 45, 48 last week against Memphis. They had three drives. Fairly deep in Memphis territory. Well, one inside the 10 that they had. Well, they took a sack to get out of field goal range and had a couple of turnovers. And but they're eighth in the country in yards per game with 552. They're averaging 44 points per game. Petrino is one of the best play callers in the country. And shockingly, Notre Dame is ranked 118 in the nation in scoring defense, giving up an average of 32.7, even at home. In South Bend, they give up 41 to A&M and 30 to Purdue, excuse me. But look, Arkansas's defense, not very good. Memphis ran for more than 300 yards. So I like Jeremiah Love. I've seen it anywhere. Rushing yards prop from 97.5 to 100.5. I like that over. I'm not against Mike Washington, Arkansas's running back, over around 59.5 or 60.5 as well. He's gone over that number in all four games.
Speaking of rushing props, obligatory Haynes King reference here. You like him to get a bunch of rushing yards at Wake Forest?
Yeah, over 53.5. Now, I think he's more dangerous against the better teams, but I don't think this is going to be an early and an often blowout. So, I mean, you know, last week he didn't have hardly any rushing yards. He was trying to wisely stay out of harm's way against Temple. But I think it'll be, you know, somewhat close enough where he'll still be running the ball, you know, a decent amount of the game. So I think he'll get over 53 or 54.5 rushing yards.
Let's go NFL now, Brian, as we visit with Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, Senior Handicapper, MajorWager.com, and at Vegas B. Edwards on Twitter. You wrote heavy when you send me the notes on Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown, getting a -140 payout.
Yep, -140. You know, it's starting to get a little more expensive, but it's been automatic lately. Six games in a row, the very first drive in week one and last week. Kind of had to sweat it. I don't think it was until like early fourth against KC in week two, but until it loses, Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown every week.
I love it. Let's go now to the Lions. You've got a first half play and a team total play as the Lions take on Cleveland this week.
Yeah, my favorite is the team total play over 27.5. I know Cleveland's got a good D, but their only road game, they gave up 41. But more, you know, the bigger picture here is Detroit at home is just an offensive juggernaut. Their last five home games, they've scored 52, 31, 31, 42, and 34. Now, last Thanksgiving, they were held to 23 against the Bears, but that was more self-destruction. They had six red zone trips that game. The three prior home games last year before Thanksgiving, they had 52, 52 again, and 42. So they've scored 31 or more at home in eight of their last nine, and they've scored at least 42 in five of their last nine home games. So team total over, but I also like the Lions any way you want to bet them, you know, first half minus, you know, 5.5 or 6. If it's three or fewer in the first quarter, I'm okay with a smaller play on that. And as long as it doesn't go north of 10, which it may have by now, I'm not even looking at it right now, but I think you're okay betting them for the game as well. But the team total over is my favorite.
All right, very good. I am looking at that at the game because I did wonder. I was going to ask you that follow-up question. So what's your limit there? But the Lions, yeah, I'm looking at a 9.5. So 9.5, are you saying no more than 10, but maybe 9.5 might be a play for the whole game?
Sure. I'm fine with betting Detroit any way you want. Just bet the most on that team total over.
All right, let's go Commanders. Jaden Daniels gave me a scare. One of my fantasy teams, man. I need that guy. But you like the Commanders and basically coin flip this week.
I do. Now, I haven't seen the practice report today, whether Jaden practiced or not. But, look, Mariota's skills are perfect for Kingsbury's offense. The two games that Mariota played last year, he didn't start, but he played a good chunk of the game. I thought he looked fantastic. And, you know, my Falcons, I mean, maybe they bounce back and have a better effort this week. But I feel good. Even if McLaurin and Jaden don't play, I still like it. Now, you know, I've only made a small play so far, kind of waiting to hear on all that. But I still like it regardless. But, I mean, you know, if McLaurin and Jaden are out, you know, it's not a heavy play.
All right, final one. I hate this, but it feels like time. You know, what goes up must come down. The Rams, about a field goal favorite against the Colts.
You know, nothing against the Colts. Great start to the year and really good win over Denver. But, you know, the other two opponents, you know, not that good. Now you got to go out west with the Rams in the, you know, one of the bigger bounce-back spots you'll ever see after that heartbreaker last week. Now, I got a clean 3 earlier in the week. I know it's 3.5. I feel better about it if you buy that half point to 3. If you got to be 3.5, like they're making you pay minus 150 to get to 3, then it's just a small opinion, but I do like the Rams.
Great stuff. He is Brian Edwards. Check him out, man. VegasInsider.com, senior handicapper, at VegasBEvers on Twitter, and also MajorWager.com. Hey, thanks, buddy. Always appreciate it. By the way, your list, Lane Kiffin is number one. Is that number one on your hot board, or is that who you think is going to get the job at Florida?
No, that's my board. I don't think Strickland and him like each other, and I don't know if we could get him. You know, I think he's happy. He's got so much of his family in Oxford now. And one more tidbit before I check out Quark. I did see that DraftKings look ahead line had Clemson minus 13.5. You're at UNC next week, right?
Oh my God. Yes.
So minus 13.5 for Clemson next week.
Oh boy. Ben, do you think anybody in our contest is laying those 13.5 with Clemson against North Carolina next week?
Does anybody in our conference think Clemson can score 13?
North Carolina, very good, man. I think North Carolina is just what the doctor ordered from the Tigers.
Oh, let's hope. Thousands of people are praying alongside you for that. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy your football weekend.
You as well. See you, bud.
All right, man, that's Brian Edwards. 13.5. That is an uphill climb, baby. That is an uphill climb. 17-3, maybe the defense gets right. I think scored low 20s. Low 20s there. I kind of like all of Brian's picks this week. I'm kind of with him on these. I'm a little nervous about is the Lions. Because the Browns held the Packers to 10 last week. And
that game was flukish.
It was a flukish game.
I'm not drawing any conclusions on either of those teams with that outcome.
That was a weird game. Well, of course, the Packers start talking about 17-0 for some reason. Why, after two games, you're talking about going undefeated? I don't understand.
Texas had 13.5 points with a total of 28.
Oh, man. Classic. All right, 654 Roar is the number, 654-7627 on the phones or on the Adams Eco Roofing text line if you want to join us. First 2 hours of the show, very good. We have talked about a lot of things.